Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, has laid down the gauntlet to farmers following his controversial plans to combat the spread of TB in cattle. At the centre of his face-off with farming organisations is the plan to display the disease risk status of farmers' herds at marts, described by the IFA as crude and unfair. Now, the Minister says he wants consensus, but he will proceed with his reforms regardless if that's not forthcoming. Well, I'm joined now by TJ Maher, who's chair of the IFA Animal Health Committee. And TJ, we spoke about these plans before we knew truly what the minister had in store. You now have had sight at that emergency meeting last week of what the minister wants to do. He's going ahead with this regardless of whether you agree or not. What's your response?
Well, the first thing, Claire, is good to talk to you again from the sun-splashed hills of Tipperary.
Lovely.
And I will tell you, the minister is certainly doing his best to dampen the humour of farmers, I can tell you that much. So our perspective is very clear, Claire. The minister needs to remember that we are the largest contributor to this scheme. The minister needs to understand that we alone are the ones who face the consequences of the failings of this scheme, a scheme that has been operated and directed by the department for over 60 years. And for your listeners, farmers don't make the rules here. So it hasn't been farmers' interpretation of regulation that has failed them for over 60 years. This is the department and their own scientists. And my view is very clear. And the minister's statement is very stark. I want consensus, but I won't be waiting for it. Well,
right.
That sort of make-a-phone diplomacy will certainly not serve well in discussions. And we had that the last day with the minister, and there was very robust discussion and good discussion, to be fair. But we presented our proposals in early February. We have shown leadership, as the department have asked for. We have never got an analysis of the issues that the department have with our proposals. And it's very hard to understand that a discussion that starts a week ago needs to finish tomorrow when we've been waiting for a response for months.
Mm-hmm. Well, OK, well, let's go through what he says should happen. So essentially, when you go to the mart with animals, you'll have to tell, we'll have to publicly say, in other words, tell the buyer what their risk status is. Is that what he wants?
So for your listeners, it's our clear view that this is what they call a risk-based trading system. So essentially, each herd is donated with a risk. And that doesn't individualise on the animal, it's the overall risk.
So when you go to the mart, in other words, when you say donated...
When you go to the mart or you sell an animal privately, your risk of your herd is aligned. Now, unfortunately, the difficulty in this is this does not stop the animals moving. The animals still trade. So it doesn't matter whether they go to Laois, Kerry, Tipperary or Cork. The animals will move. But the department's view is that they should tell the person and he'd pay less or more for it. So our question is very simply, how is that actually combating the disease? Because effectively, whatever the animal's risk or risk isn't, they are still moving. So our view is very clear. Risk-based trading is a blunt instrument and it doesn't work.
Well, is he counting on the fact that if you have an animal which is at high risk, so let's say first year clear of TB, you won't sell it because you're not going to get the money that you would need to get for it?
And the question we put to the farmer, and I'll give an example, Claire. I'm a farmer selling my cattle at the end of the year. And as you know from your background, that's when farmers get their money. They sell once or twice a year. So the minister is saying, oh, you shouldn't go to the mart. So I'm going to ask the minister, what's he going to do to support the farming families? And remember, this always comes back to the farming family. The farm has to operate on the budget of thinking that it receives. The minister is saying, well, I don't think you shall sell the animal. I'm not going to give you that to allow you to support your family. And how are you going to survive? The farmer has no choice.
On the other side of this, though, TJ, if I'm buying animals, should I not know what their TB status is? Surely that's fair.
So, and just for clarity, so we operate under the EU Animal Health Law. And under that, once the animal has a clear test, or in the case of a farmer who's had two TB clear tests, they are free to trade. And we have said to the minister very clearly, that is the conditions by which a multi-billion pound industry has operated successfully in this country. Under the guidance and the operation of the department scheme, operating the animal control movement, their failure in the wildlife programme, and their failure to staff the programme properly, there's been huge shortcomings.
But he says, and he's really clear on this, I'm not going to do all of the hard work. This is the minister now, investing in blood testing, wildlife control and more, and then leave a gaping hole that allows reinfection to spread. And he has a point there, doesn't he? If they do all of those things, and yet the animals are moving around in trade, and the infection is spreading, sure, what he's doing then is pointless.
Unfortunately, Claire, again, this is simplistic narrative of the science that's presented. So the risks that he assessed were not based on using the up-to-date science. They were based on the old testing mechanism that has shown us to be incorrect. The second thing to say is you are just like taking a sledgehammer to break a nut. You are absolutely devaluing thousands and thousands of stock, putting families' incomes at risk. And the reality is you still trade the animals and you are doing nothing to control the disease. What we have said and what we have said is you put an appropriate testing mechanism in place for higher risk animals. We've been very forthcoming about this. This absolutely places more cost on farmers, but it tackles the disease and it targets where the problem is. And if the minister wants to show real leadership and not this type of authoritarian and unilateral approach, it's to sit down and invest and discuss that with us, not to come up with the proposals a week ago and then demand he wants answers today. Because we have been in these negotiations for some time at different levels. We have consistently set out our approach. I have travelled the country for the last 7 years talking to farmers' families. You look in their eyes and you see the pain, and people just may not understand the impact that this has on a farming family. Remember, you are stopped from trading in a business. You have inability to get an income from your animals. Mm-hmm. And this places a huge financial strain and burden on farmers. So we have said to the minister, if these animals are of such a significant risk, then put a non-trading sign on them, say they are a high risk, they should not be traded, and we operate into negotiation process by where we support these farmers who are in that situation, who have an inability to drive an income. So if the minister is prepared to do that, that's a different argument.
But what happens if he goes ahead with this? I mean, reminding people about what he said, he wants consensus, but if he doesn't get it, he's going to do this anyway. So what will be your response, the IFA's response?
Let's be very clear, if the minister is prepared to ride roughshod over farmers and is prepared to look for a row, let me assure you, as the leader of Irish Animal Health Farmers, IFA Animal Health Committee, and representing 70,000 farmers who have been so frustrated with this programme, if he wants a row, I can tell you square up that every one of those farmers, men and women, will stand behind us in this. There is no disagreement among farm organisations in this. In fact, it was absolutely astounding in negotiations at the 11-hour summit we had last week when we spoke to one another. We are unanimous in our approach that we are not going to be ridden roughshod over this. Mm-hmm. And farmers certainly are not going to take lightly to a minister who is shortly in the position deciding that, well, all the rule books are torn up and this is the way I'm going to do it. And ye can stand in line now and wait. That's not the way. That is not leadership. That is confrontational style, more authoritarian style. Unfortunately, which we are seeing more of in this world, and that is certainly not conducive to have an appropriate discussion or relationship with farmers.
And Tisha, tell me about this other issue around older animals and a reduction in compensation. What's the proposal there?
So, and this look, unfortunately, is very technical for your listeners. But the difficulty here is that animals who are in a herd, the longer they live, it's a symptom of any disease, you are more likely to pick up the disease. Same as your pet at home, the longer they're alive, the more likely they're to pick up all sorts of diseases and bugs. And the same thing happens with cows. And unfortunately, this mathematical equation is the longer a cow is alive, the more likely it is to have come in contact with the pathogen which causes this disease. Mm-hmm. And the department has said, when you have an outbreak, you should cull all those animals. Now, we have put it very simply to the department. Cull means they have to remove them from your herd. So we've put it very simply to the department. How do you expect a farmer to generate an income when he has lost a significant proportion of his animals to the disease, and the department's then going to write out to the farmer to tell him, you need to cull all these animals, they're a high risk? Effectively, he's putting him out of business. And if the department is again of the consideration, and it does this on occasions, with what we call depopulations, with our very high-risk herds, the full herd is removed.
But there would be compensation for that, would there not?
There is no compensation. The department has said when they write out these letters, you should cull all these animals. There is no compensation because these are clear. These are not infected animals. These are believed to be higher risk. So there is a very clear difference.
So that we have no compensation just for the older ones, is that it?
For older animals. And the animals he's telling you to remove from your herds, there is absolutely no compensation for them. So effectively, you're losing a huge proportion of your income. And it's a failure of the minister and unfortunately scientists
to people, TJ. So there is compensation for older animals that have to be destroyed as things stand, and it's changing.
If they fail a test,
yes.
If they're what's known as reactors.
But this planned new change, you won't get compensated for the older animals that fail the test.
And the older animals now are animals who have been on your herd for 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. And just for clarity, an animal reaches its peak production from the ages of 3 to 8. So these are what we call in the dairy industry the queens of your herd. They are the best stock. They're the ones that have given you the most,
right,
and the ones you want to keep longest.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to ask to meet him now or what's the next move?
Look, again, this is the frustrating part of the megaphone diplomacy the minister is employing. They have not represented the proposals to us, and he has come out and made this statement. So we had very good, robust discussion. Let's be clear, there was points we agreed on, and the basic principles of our two documents do not differ. We recognise that there are risk areas and we need greater investment in wildlife testing, mm-hmm, and animal control measures. But this type of policy where the minister comes out and launches these broadsides at the farm organisations and he still not has represented our proposal. Now, I fully accept it's only a number of days, but I would say the minister will be well served to stay consulting with his officials to develop the process rather than coming out and giving this sort of idle threats to farmers.
Okay, TJ, we'll leave it there, but thank you for being with us. TJ Maher there, Chair of the IFA Animal Health Committee. Back after this break.
Text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.